Okay, we start Perek Mishemes. Today's daf is Basra daf Kuf Mem. Kuf Mem 140. We are into the second to last chapter of Maseches Basra. Perek Mishemes, we're not there yet. We got 20 blot of Mishemes to do. That's and then we get to get Pashit, which is another 16 blot or so. Okay, and that'll take us by the Hashem to Rosh Chodesh Adar when we that's the Siyum and the day Sanhedrin starts. Okay, so here we go. Mishemes, let's start again with the Mishnah. Mishemes v'hiniach banu ubanos. If someone dies and he left children, and he didn't leave any specific instructions, bizman shanachasim merubin. If there are plenty of assets to go around, plenty of nechasim, so then everybody gets what they need. Habanim, and we fulfill the mitzvah daraisa. So habanim yirshuv, habanos yizonu. The boys get the yerusha, mitzvah daraisa, and the banos yizonu, and the girls get mizonos, which is the tanai ksuva. It's an exuva that the daughters of the man will get food until they get married or until they become bogros.
The wife too, right?
And that's separately. Yeah, the wife. We'll get to in the Mishnah. What if the where does the wife factor in? In the Gemara? Where does the wife factor in? Nechasim muate. But if there aren't enough assets, so what happens? What comes first? So habanos izonu. So you might have thought, hey, we're dealing with Yerusha, which is a mitzvah daraisa, and we're dealing with mizonos, which is a tanai ksuba derabanan. So you might have said, first comes Yerusha, and then tanai ksuba. No, chacham have the power to uproot it. The chacham say, habanos yizonu. If there's only a certain number of assets, the girls take it in their tanai ksuba. V'habanim yishalu ala psachim. And the boys have to go and find another way of support. Yishalu al ha-psachim. The Rush says, not only is there a difference in terms of who gets it, but in terms of the way it is given out. The Rush says here that the menachasim merubin hanachasim becheskas habanim u'misparnasim habanos ve'in maskikin habanim lahafrish mazon habanos at sheyivgaru. Ibai nechasim merubim, where the Mishnah says everybody gets everything, doesn't really mean everybody gets everything. It means the boys are bechazaka, because they get Yerusha. They're bechazkas the nechasim, and then they give out whenever the girls need. They give out. But they don't designate a certain amount, because whenever the girls need, they just come. And ein maskikim, we don't force them, lahafresh mazon habanos hashivkaru. But in a case where, unless he continues, if Bezdin sees the boys aren't doing a good job, then they will take. If the boys are not taking proper care of the bunos, generally, in Nechasim Reuben, Bezdin will not force a designation between the two, because there's plenty to go around, but if they see the need, they see the need. But by Nechasim Muatim, then for sure we count it all up and see how much the bunos need. We'll see, and we'll see what happens to the rest. So, again, Mishnah says, if there's Nechasim Merubim, then the boys get Yerusha, and the girls get their Mizonos for the Tanai Ksuba. But in Nechasim Muatim, then the girls get it, beating out Yerusha, Vahabani Mishalol Apsachim. Fine. Admon Omer, Bishvil Shani Zachar, if Sadati. Because I'm male, I lose. We'll get to exactly what's bothering him in the Gemara. But even though it seems to be that Admon is arguing and saying, oh, how could it be in the case of Nechasim Muatim? How could that be? Tosfos calls Rabbeinu Tam that he's not really arguing. He's just exclaiming. Second to last line in Tosfos on the bottom of the page. Rabbeinu Tam Omer to Admon lo paligar rabbanon ela shematmiya ala takana shetiknu nechasim watim. As I just emphasized, that it's uprooting Yerusha. It's like, wow, that's what happens? But he's not really arguing. He's just exclaiming. Avol mikol makom k'rabbanan sfirle, says Tosfos. It doesn't really matter. Either way, we hold like the rabbanon. Whether Admon is arguing or agreeing. V'lomash mahachi, and he says, even though that is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Tosfos himself says, I don't think that's true. Doesn't sound like he's agreeing. B'tekamah Rabbi Gamliel, because of the next line. Look now at the next line of the Mishnah. Last line, Av Rabbi Gamliel, Ro'ani is Divar Admon. I like Admon. So what if he's just exclaiming, why would he say such a thing like that? So it sounds like, from the language of Rabbi Gamliel, that he is arguing. Okay, Gemara. V'kama merubin, how do you define merubin and mu'atin? Amar of Yehuda Marav, k'desha yizonu mehen elu ve'elu, shnei masar chodesh, if there's enough to go around for a year for both of them, that's merubin. a year. That's all you need to be considered merubin. What's the magic number of a year? Why is a year a magic number? So says the Ran, you have to remember, in this takanda of nechasim mu'atim, we're uprooting Yerusha. So we don't want to just do it forever, right? As long as we could keep Yerusha, do something with Yerusha, have some cases that there is Yerusha, we'd rather do that. So that's why Chazal picked the number. Kol shahanachasim maspikin lizon man yud beis chodesh ve'efshar shei nasu b'tochus manzeh. Who knows? Maybe the girls are going to get married by that time. So because of that, lo ra'u chachamim lidchos osam yerushasam. So Chazal didn't want to uproot the concept of Yerusha, period. Right? So to say that, oh, they keep whatever they need until they get married. They didn't want to do that because we're uprooting, there's a downside, we're uprooting Yerusha here. So that's why they picked 1 year. We don't paskin that way anyway, says the Ran. So one doesn't have to emphasize and focus on the shita, but that's why they pick 1 year. Amrite, ki amrite kami de Shmuel, amar zutiv Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe. Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe says that it's 1 year. Avachachavim omrim, kedesh yizonu me'en elu ve'elu, ad sheyivgaru. Goes by until they become bogros, until they become 12 and a half, they can get the mizonos. And if they don't have that amount, so then that's called muatin. Itmar nami, we also learned, ki asa ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan, when ravin came, is he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, V'yamila amar Rabba barbarchana amar Rabbi Yochanan, someone said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, kol sheyizonu me'en elu ve'elu, ad sheyivgaru. Hein Merubin, if there's enough mizonos to feed both the boys and the girls until they become bogros, until they become of age, that is considered Merubin. Pachos mikan hare'elu muatim. Less than that is muatim. What exactly does it mean sheyazunu? Sheyazunu mehen, that they will get fed from them? Is that literally just mizonos? So if you look in the Rashbam, first Rashbam on the Gemara, Rashbam says, Kadeshi Yazunu, Parnasa Umizonos. That doesn't only mean clothes. It doesn't only mean food. It's Parnasa, it means other items as well, other needs. Tosos does not think that that's what Mizonos means. The first Tosos in the parak. Mashihiske Rashbam Bahadi Mizonos Parnasa, Inir Larivan. That's not what Mizonos means. Say that's not what Yazunu means, even though it's the same verb. Why to Mizonos, Haino Achila Vishasia, Uparnasa Haino Mabushin, Vitsarchi Nisun, Vitsarchi Milininu. So the Gemara is talking about specifically mizonos. That's how you define nechasim merubin and muatim, not other needs. So machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, Rashbam and Tosfos, what exactly is meant? Okay, continuing the Gemara, last line. Ve'ileka le'elu ve'elu achi yivgaru. So we pass on like the second opinion. As long as there's enough for until they become bogros, that's a lot. So if there's not enough, let's say they're all 6 years old. So you need 6 more years worth of mizonos. So let's say there's only 5 years worth of mizonos. So then everything goes to the girls, and the boys have to be yishal. Shakli lub is banos lakulu. The girls take everything. So the Gemara says no. El amarava, as we quoted from the Rush before, no. This is what happens. Motziin lahena mizonos labanos achiyiv garu vashar labanim. Right? No. You figure out how much the girls need for mizonos, and then anything beyond that goes to the boys. Meaning it's Bezdin figures it out. What's needed, and then they give it to the boys. That's what if you look in the Rashbam on top, Vahashar Labanim, second Rashbam, Vahadik Tani Yishlo Alapsachim, Hainu Mishehotsiyo So Hashar, Potsos Mizonos, Bikan Ve'ela, Chabanos Yazunu, Achi Yivgaru, Vahabanim Yishlo Alapsachim. So what do you do? You figure out exactly what they need for Mizonos, and then the rest could go to the boys. They don't have to go and yishal apsachim immediately. Good. There is a question in the Rishonim. What does this apply to? If you look in the Rambam says all of these rules apply only to karka. Only to karka. Of course, me'ikar adin, that's what the shibud applies to in the times of the Gemara. Says the Rambam, Bamed varma murim. When do we say these rules of the Mishnah? This is in Hilchas Ishus. Bishihi niach karka. When you leave karka, that's where these rules apply. Avalim hiniach metaltalin, but if he only left, which is pretty halacha lamaisa, because most of what somebody leaves today is metaltalin. If somebody leaves metaltalin, hoil upetakanas hagaonim hu sheyazunu abonus mina metaltalin. We know that the fact that a balchov or daughters, or a wife, or any of the shibudim, bizman hazeh, collect from metaltalin, that is all a takanes haga'onim. the times of the Gaonim, they said that's what is allowed. Hare habanim v'habonos yizonos ka'achas. Mina nachasim ha'elu hamu'atin. If it's all metaltalin, everything is just split up equally. You don't have mizonos that sheyifkru and then they go back equally. Why? Shelo tiknu lahem b'metaltalin, ela sheyiyu kabanim. V'kzeh ho'ru ha'gaonim. Right, that is what the Gaonim say. Once they made the takana of collecting from metaltalin, everything's equal. Everything's equal. The boys and the girls get equally. That is what the takana was of the Gaonim.
Until they're
bogros, and then they again, then you get into Ramosha Vaisi's shuva bizman hazeh of maybe there's still responsibility in mizonos until after bogros. Right, so then basically until they get married, until they get married. Good, or until they're self-sufficient. The Rush says, what happens if there is karka, but only mu'at? But with the metaltalin, it gets to be merubin. So is that called nechasim mu'atim, or is that called nechasim merubin? Says the Rush. First he quotes like the Rambam. Adahari milim karka metaltali, kivet debatakanta debasroihu, dekamitsini, avagav de mu'atin inu, nizonin mehen elu ve'elu. That's what he says. We said in the Masifta, V'im yesh mi makarkoi, umi metaltali, v'makarkoi ha'i muatin, v'idei metaltali nasu merubin, habanim yershu, debanim get the Yerusha. Meaning is called merubin. Bizman is that, we put it all together. V'lomatzi banos l'meimar, kivan de'ikr shibudenu ala karka, yafrisha lanu mehen l'mazono seinu. No. Ela ha'metaltalim, it's tarfinim makarkoi, lazos merubin. Afal pi she'en lahem din mikarkoi b'nechasim muatim. So the Rush says, b'zman hazeh, post-Gaonic period, everything, all nechasim can be looked at as one unit, and karka and metaltalim can combine to be merubin. Good. Says the Gemara, third line, pshita merubin v'nisma'atu. So, continuing the case, what if at the moment the father died, there was merubin? And then what happened? Nisma'atu. They went down. What do you mean they went down? It went down. Rashbam says either the price went down. Price went down is worth less. Or they rotted somehow. Something, they got ruined. So merubin v'nisma'atu kfar zach ben yarshin. So at the moment the father died, that's it. The banim already got the Yerusha. And once they get the Yerusha, we can't take it away from them. Kfar zachu behen ha-yarshim. And therefore what? And therefore what the Rashbam says? Therefore, the boys are supposed to get the Yerusha. The girls are going to get mizonos from the assets. And everybody loses proportionally. That's what this side is. In the case of Merubin v'nisma'atu, the boys have the chelik, the girls have the chelik, and everybody loses proportionally. Mu'atin v'nisrabu, my. What about mu'atin v'nisrabu? If there was not enough, and then nisrabu, then they either went up in price, or somehow is worth more. So my, what's the case there? So, do we say, birshuz yarshin kaimi? Do we say that now there's enough, now it's merubin, and therefore it's birshuz of the boys? Hilchach birshuz yarshin shibuach. It's birshuz yarshin, and therefore now we look at the shevach, the appreciation in their rishus. Odilma siluki misalki yarshin mehacha. Or do we say, no, at the moment of the death, it was muatin, so the boys are out of the picture. The takanis chazal kick in that the girls get it, and therefore the girls are going to be more responsible and have to gain the appreciated value. So which is it? If it's a lot right away, then for sure the Yershim get it. But if it's not, do we say, again, underlying this question might be, as we said, in the case of muatin, we are pushing away the mitzvah of Yerusha. So whenever we're pushing away the mitzvah of Yerusha, we'd rather do that only in the most limited cases. So maybe this case, we don't do it, because now it's disrabu. So what do we say? So Tashma, the following. Damar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Yisomim Shekadmu Umachru, Benachasim Muatin, Masha Machru Machru. You see, in the case of Nechasim Muatin, when the boys are not supposed to get it, what if illegally they went and sold the property? They sold the property. What they did, they did. Meaning, you see, halakhically, there is still a connection. So if there is still a connection, we will extend that connection in as many cases as possible. So in this case of Mu'atim v'nisrabu, we'll say that it's Bershus Yarshim Shibuach. We'll say it's Bershus of the boys. Major machlokas here. You see this big tosfos here? When exactly does this work? That if Yisomim were makdim u'mocher, if they sold it, early, that works. So the Rashbam says it is, Rashbam right across, you see Yisomim Shekadmu, right in the middle of the middle lines, Kodim Shehemidu Bano Spedin. Before there was a Din Torah, before they went to Bezdin and had Hamada Bedin. That's the case. That's the case. Before Bezdin split up the estate, they went and the boys went and sold some of it. If it turns out to be Nechasim Muatim, that works. That works. B'di'evid. Kodem Hamada Bedin. Based on this, the Rishonim say, the Chachmei Sfarad quote the Rashbam, based on this, if there is any Shevach after Hamada Bedin, so then that for sure would be Shayach to both of them. If there's Shevach after Hamada Bedin. The Rush says that, you know, maybe it's not clear before and after. Maybe before they have a Zika, a connection beforehand, then that remains afterwards. The question is, once you say the sale was before Hamada Bedin, does that reflect on anything even after Hamada Bedin? But either way, the Rosh Bam Shita is, when did the sale took place? Kodem Hamada Bedin. That's when they're allowed to sell it. Tosfos asked about 10 questions on the Rosh Bam and himself. He says, right at the beginning of the Tosfos, we don't have to do all the rayas, Pirish Bekutchus on top, Shekadmu Machru Kodem Shanda Bedin, Likvos Labanos Lechazim Oadim, Miul Lari Nered, Afilu Kfar Tavsu Abanos, O Higbul and Bezin, even if Bezin already gave them their properties, in Machru Achim Machur. It still works even after that shows, even after the girls get it, still the boys bid the Evid could sell it. That shows that they really have the connection, they really have that connection to it. How does that work? How does it work? The girls already have it. The girls already have it. They were nigve. They got the property ready. How are they able to have this, how can the boys still have this right? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. V'nirali taimo shel davar. Let me explain the shita of the re. Lefi shemizonos habanos mimakarkoi. You're right. The girls get the mizonos from the karka. But you know what? Deep, deep down, Chazal could not uproot the mitzvah of Yerusha. So in Lomdis, the boys still own the property. It's just like the girls are getting the Paris. But deep down, the girls own the boys own the property. That's the mitzvah of Yerusha. The hakarkos becheskas hayisomim heim. Kol zman shelo machrim abanos. V'ein bezdin magvin labanos lahaknosan lahem. Elo laharshosan b'mechira lemazonos. When Chazal said, habanos yizonu, that did not mean that the bezonos own the guf and they're muchsak in it totally. No, the banim still legally own it, halachically own it, but there's a shibud. There's a shibud for the girls now, and the girls get to take whatever they want from it. But once the boys sell it, they shouldn't have. They're going against the takana, but once they sell it, so then it's still, they will be able to sell it, because they are muchzak in the karka. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, though, according to this, if this is the reason why the boys are allowed to sell it, because they're muchzak in the karka, and the girls got to just get the payros, what about bismanazeh? Bismanazeh, where we give metaltalin, so if you give metaltalin to somebody, you can't say, like, somebody else owns the goof and you own the payers of the metaltalin. No such thing. Metaltalin is just about the usage. So metaltalin, once the girls get it, boys can't sell it. The svara only applies by karka. Aval ha'idna, the tikkun, the mazon, isha, abanos, bimim, karkaik, bimim, metaltali, im tafso ha'isha, metaltalin, l'mazon, seha, afilu la'achar misa, mehanya. Right, and therefore the boys will not have the power. Because how do you determine muchzakis when it comes to karka? Muchzakis by karka could be legal. Muchzakis by metaltalin is only one. Are you holding it? Who's holding it? So whoever has it, that'll determine. That is Rabbeinu Yonah explaining the Shita of the Ri. So it's Machlokas Rosh Pam and the Ri with Rabbeinu Yonah. Fine. If you look at Rabbi Chanan here, where's Rabbi Chanan? Rabbi Chanan here in Os Tuf Ayin Hey quotes Tosfos, post the Reis Pshat, that even if after Bezdin gives it, they're allowed to sell. And he says, V'kasha, to maishno mikol balchov, shegove bebezdin denasa shalo. What do you mean? Anytime Bezdin would take money from a lova and give it to the malva, but the lova could always sell it? Isn't this like a chov? The girls get the money. Why should this be different? Why should the mizonos, why do they do this? You're right, there's Yerush in the background. But once they give it to the girls, why isn't it theirs? Just like they give to any balchov. Says Rabbi Chanan, Sarech Lomer, you know what you must say? De mizonos hachiyuv hu b'chol yom v'yom. Shehit sricha. V'im yomecha lo titztarech le mizonos, lo tucha lomar kfar nischayev. a while ago, I don't think anytime recently, we mentioned the Chakira of the Achronim. And that is when in the Ksuba, it says that the husband has to support his wife. Right? It says that in the Ksuba. As we mentioned, you have to, that's the job of the husband to get a, make a parnasa. So how do we look at that in Lamdas? Is that that every morning when the husband wakes up and goes to work, he's like, ah, I'm fulfilling a chiyuv of nisuin today. A new chiyuv. Every time morning he wakes up, ah, another chiyuv. Ah, another chiyuv. Or is it that no? He gets married, boom, he's mechuyev. One shot. He has a chiyuv parnasa for his married life. How do we look at the chiyuv parnasa? Is it new every day? Or is it a one-time shot? So, the Rabbi Chanan here is saying the first, the former. Right? It's every day, and that's what makes it different than a Baal Chov. Because every day there's a new shibud. What else? It says Rav Shechter in Eret HaSvi Simen Chavav, this also explains the Machlokas Achronim, whether a woman who says, Eini Nizonis Ve'eini Osa, a woman has the right to say, you know what, don't feed me and I'll keep my earnings. Even though there's a Takana Drabanan, that the husband gets the earnings of the wife and he has to give him his own house, a woman can say, no, 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 it's all, could she be Choseris from that? What if she does that for a week and she says, no, I've had enough. I don't want to do it. I want to go back. Could she go back? Machlokas Achronim. What's the Machlokas about? Explains Rav Shechter, B'hachi Pligi. Im Takanas Chachamim de Mizonos, Hoysa Takana Echad, Ba'ad Kol Yemei Chaye Ha'ishus. Is it for marriage? Osha Tikru Chachamim, Shebevo Ace Kol Su'uda V'su'uda, Yishchaye Ba'ba Mizonos Eha. Every meal, I get to fulfill my Chiyah Mizonos. Like we spoke about at Rav Yeruchim at the Parsha Shir. You make little things into big things. So every time the husband goes to work, he's got to think, I'm fulfilling a takana derabanan of supporting Chiyah Mizonos. Right? I mean, it's also Sherksus Va'ona. There are Daraisas also involved. Dimnema dechad chiyuv ahaviyeh Rav Shechter kiddirziv is one chiyuv. Havi bad kol yimei chayeha. Hazma meila shaper yichol limchol. Hayom bad kol achiyuv azeh. Mechila in tzricha kinyin. She's mochelas. Boom. It's finished. Umikivin shemachla. She can't be choseris bo. Mashenkein. If we say that it's not one chiyuv, but it's chiyuv is meschadesh every day, then what happens? So then imkei nimsa dechiyuv abalam zoros ishto hayom. It's lo bala olam. The machiv tomorrow is lo bala olam, so therefore I can't be machalas today on tomorrow. Kshemach lahaisha esmal lachem ezonos lachalam chilasa el al shibuda de esmal v'lo shibuda de hayom, and therefore it wouldn't kick in, and therefore surely chazara would be possible. He quotes in the footnotes from the Maram Shik that other achronim have the chakira. This is all about the takana derabanan. This could even be on a daraisa level. A lamdas on a daraisa level. In what context? The Maharam Shik has a tshuva. If an av is mochel on his kavod, in a certain case, could an av, for a son, could an av go back on the mechila? For example, the halach and shulchan aruch is when your father walks into the room, you got to stand up. The halach and shulchan aruch. Got to stand up a little bit when your father walks into the room. So let's say your father, you know, nowadays it's not so common, so let's say you feel up, your father's like, oh, come on, come on. I'm not, so they tells you to sit down. So, let's say that occurs. So let's say the father at one time says, you know what? I like it. And he wants the kid to stand up for him. So could he be Choser Bo? So again, the Maharam Shik's discussion of this is whether Kibbutz of Aim is a more Ben Adam HaMakom or Ben Adam HaChavero. But then other Achronim say, no. Maybe it depends on our Lamtis. Is the Chiv of Kibbutz of Aim new in every situation? Every time a father asks a child to do something, that's a new Chiv? Or is once a child is born and becomes a Bar Chiyuva, he is in a constant state of Kibbutz of Aim. Constant state of Kibbutz of Aim. And therefore, and that continues his whole life, even after, by the way, as we know, even after the father dies. There's a mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim even after the father dies. Machlokas, we mentioned yesterday, what about the older brother after the father dies? But the father, this Kibbutz of Aim, even L'achar Moso. So that again might be totally on how do we look at the Chiyuv of Kibbutz of Aim. This is a question that I guess we could ask about any extended Chiyuv. Any extended obligation in Lumdis, is it a one chiyuv for life, or is it a new chiyuv that's choser v'neir every single day? Okay, that's Kibbutz of Aim, that's Takana, but that's what Rabbi Chanan brings up right here. Rabbi Chanan says, according to Tosfos, according to the Re, why is it? How could the son sell it? So Rabbi Yonah gave the Lumdis of the karka still belongs to the Bunim, and the girls are just plucking their moleg the Paris. Mashenki, when it comes to other Balei Chovos, it's not true. Rav Shechter expanded upon that to say maybe that's the Lamdas is the Chiyuv is new every single day. Okay, that's the Eretz HaTzvi for the day. Now let's continue where we are up to. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yozer Rabbi Yirmiyah Kamei de Rabbi Yavov Kaboy Minei Almanaso Mahu Shetamait Bin Achasim. Josh's question that we just asked, the Mishnah spoke about, what is the Chasim Muatim? There's boys and girls. What about if there's an Almana involved? If an Almana, the Almana is going to take, right? She has also a Tanai Ksuba. But how do we determine Muatim and Merubin? Before she takes or after she takes? So Almanaso Maushit Mai Bedachasim. Mi Amrinam, do we say, Kima de Islay Mazoni Lamata Lamaisa? She's going to take some of this Mazonos. So if she's going to take some of this Mazonos, Mimata, so she is going to lessen the pot. She's going to lessen the pot, and we're going to, it's going to be called Nechasim Muatim. O Dilma, or do we say no? Kilvu, Kivan, de Ilu Minsava Lesla, Hashtanami Lesla. Or do we say no? It's a good chance this woman is going to get remarried. It's a good chance. The Rishonim say it's probably a better chance than the daughters, because this widow is right older already. So it's a good chance that she'll get married. So maybe now we don't have to worry about her, because maybe she's not going to end up taking all of it, because she'll get married in the interim at some point. The Rashbam talks about, on the 6Y line, what exactly is the difference whether you're Mema'it or not in terms of the Cheshbon. So look at the Rashbam about the 10th wide line. V'hainu de'ika be'memata lalo memata. What's the nafkamina lamaisa? De'i memata. If we say that we first have the almana takers, and therefore we deduct it, habanim yishalu v'ha'almana tizon. In that case, the boys are going to have to go beg, and the almana is going to get it. Get the mizonos. V'i lo memata, and if not, yazunu yachar ha'almana v'habanim. Then the almana and the boys are going to split it. But either way, aval habanos ein lohen lahafsid b'mazonos same klal b'mata b'melo b'mata. Says the Rashbam, the question in the Gemara has nothing to do with the girls. The girls are for sure going to get the mazonos. The question is, how is the almana and the boys? Are they going to split it up? Or is the almana going to get it and the boys are going to have to be yishal al apsachim? That's the question. So,
well, you could say the same thing, same story about the girls. Any day they can get married.
You could say any day they can get married, but as I said, the Rishonim assume that there's more of a probability for the Almana because she's already of age. We're talking about little girls here that aren't bogros yet, right? That's the assumption. Then the Gemara has three more questions built on this one. Imtim salomar kivan de'ilu mintsava lesla hashtanami lesla. If we say that Almana, we do not take into account. Why? Because if she'd get married, she wouldn't be around, so we don't have to worry about her right now in terms of the calculations. Bas ishto, maush dvay b'nechasim. What about bas ishto? Bas ishto, there's a takana, also a tanaik suba, that if a man is marrying a woman who already has children, girls from a previous marriage, so the tanaik suba that he's going to support her, it's a mishnah subas, support her for 5 years. 5 years. Period. The maskana is, even if these girls get married in those 5 years. So, what about this case? So, do those girls memait? Me, Amrina, do we say, kiva dechi mintsava nami isla umemata? These girls are worse than the almana, because even if they would get married, they still take from the pot. So, that is memait, and therefore we should deduct their value before we figure out whether it's merubin or muatin. Al dilma, or no. There is a chance, kiva dechi mesa. Less love, alo mamata. There's a chance that, you know, they might die beforehand, so therefore maybe it shouldn't be my record. These are obviously talking about older girls now, because they're from a previous marriage. The imtiv's aloma question 3. Kivan de ilu mesa lesla. Velomamata. Right? Maybe you don't have to take them into account. Balchov maushi yamait benachasim. What about a balchov? Why? Because a balchov now is one step up, because even if he dies, is Yarshima going to get it? Mi amrina kiva dechi mayis nami islay nami islay mamai. Do we say, because there's no way that it's not going to him. It's either going to him or going to his kids, and therefore it should be mamait. Al dilma, or do we say, no, kiva de mechesri guvaina lo mamait. Or do we say, no, you're right, he's going to get it, but halachically, he might have the least hold on the property. At least the almana and the bas ishto is based on a tanaik suba. That's a stronghold. Here it's just based on a shibud. Shibudim are strong, but maybe it's not as strong as the others, and therefore it would not be b'mayit. Three questions unanswered. But before we ask the fourth and final question, the Gemara says, v'ikad d'boi l'alida kisa. Some have the exact same questions in the opposite order. The Ritva says, it's also imtim salomar, but just in the opposite order, building. They ask the question, balchov ma'ushi yimayit b'nechasim. First they ask the balchov. A balchov is a balchov memait, and the imtim salomar that you have to stick in here in, that you have to stick in here is, even if you say a balchov is mema'ed, what about this case? Because it's less probable, and it's less probable, you go in that order. Bas ishto ma'oshetama'i ben achasim, alman also ma'oshetama'i ben achasim, or you go in the opposite order, alman. But now he asks the fourth question. Alman also v'bas, ezaman kodemis. Let's say there's no boys. Let's say there's just the almana and the bas. Who goes first? These are both takanas derabanan. So let's say there's not enough properties to go around for both of them. So who goes first? So Amar Lei, he answers, Zilha in Vitala Machar. Come ask me tomorrow. Let me think about it. In Smicha, I remember one of my Rebbeim said that there are three types of shilas in life. Three types of shilas. I mentioned this in the past. There's the Chalant Shaila. The Chalant Shaila is, Rabbi, my Chalant is burning. I'm having 35 guests over for Shabbos. What do I do? The Chalant Shaila, those are the ones that you need right away. You have to know the answer on the spot. Boom. Those are the psulim, the sefer Torah shayla, chas v'shalom. That's the shalat. Those are the shalat you got to know right now. Then there are the overnight shaylas. The overnight shaylas are, I traped up my cup. What should I do? Put it on the side now, and I'll let you know. I did this. I did that. Many shaylas are overnight shaylas. Many hilchos nida shaylas. You know, I'll call you tomorrow. So that's overnight shaylas. And then there are the meta shaylas, which are those shilas that most Rabbanim know are above them, and you gotta know go to the Yechidei Skula in the Dor. Those are certain brain death shilas, maybe artificial insemination shilas, certain shilas that have to do with major, issues, life and death. So those are the meta shilas that every Rav, most Rabbanim have to, go ask their Rabbanim for the answer. So, the answer is, what is this Gemara saying? This is a Chalant Shaila, come back tomorrow, right? So he said, fine. Kiyasa Amarlay says, his concept, he says, Pasha miyaschada. Okay, I got one answer for you. I don't have four answers, I have one answer for you. To Amrabi Abba, Amrabi Asi, Asu almana eitzel habas, kibas eitzel haachin, benachasa merubin. Ravasi said, he probably checked his notes. Checked his notes at home. He said, oh, I found Ravasi. Ravasi says, an almana to a daughter is like a daughter to a brother. Meaning, ma'abas eitzel achin, habas nizonis v'ha'achin yishol obsachim. Just like a daughter to a brother, the daughter wins and the brothers have to go and find other sources. Af almana eitzel habas, almana nizonis v'habas yishol obsachim. Right? So the girl has to go find another way of sustenance. Okay, good. Next line, last line of the Mishnah was, Admon Omer, Yishvil Shani Zachar of Sadati, the Chulu, the Mishnah said, Admon said, by Nechasam Muatam, is that fair? I'm a man. So my comer, what's he saying? So Amar Abaya, Hachi comer, this is what he means, Yishvil Shani Zachar, V'roi Yani Lasok Batorah, if Sadati, I'd be going to take Batorah, I should be Mavatel my Torah to go and be Shol Al Psachim. So Amalei Rava, what does that mean? El Meata, Ma Da'asik Batara Hu Diyaris, Da'asik Batara Lo Yaris? What if only somebody's learning? What if you have a son who's not into learning? But he's not going to Yarshin. Yerusha's not based on Torah. How much Torah you learn? So El Amalei Rava, no, this is what is meant. Hachi Ka'amar, Bishvil Shani Zachar, V'Royani Larish Menachasim Merubin, Hipsadim Menachasim Muatim. No, what he means to say has to do with the relativeness. When it was the Chasam Merubin, he got everything. He got Yerusha and Likrab, and then he just gave Shibudim. He supported the girl. Now it's the Chasam Muatim, I get nothing. If Sadati, so that's what he means. It's all relative. So we know this is related. We're going to have a whole shiur on this, but just to allude to it now, the discussion of women and Limud HaTorah. Right, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that the women are pturos from Talmud Torah. The question is, what exactly does that mean? We know the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah, four words, Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch says that. So the Shaila is, they make Birchas HaTorah, but they're pater from Talmud Torah. The Shulchan Aruch is the one that says that women cannot make brachas on Zman Grama. So if they can't make brachas on Zman Grama, so this is the same Shulchan Aruch that says they can't make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah, can't make Birchas HaTorah. So what exactly is meant? So the Magen Avram, which is the simple pshat, Magen Avram says, no, look in the Ramah and Yaradeya. The Ramah says clearly that women have an obligation. But women don't have to learn any Torah? They don't have to learn Hilchos Shabbos? Women don't have to know Kashrus? Of course not. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, that women have to know all the mitzvahs that are shayach to them. I always tell my Talmidim, halavai all men should know all the Torah that women have to be obligated in. All they have to know is Yoredeya, Evan Ezra, Choshe Mishpat, and Aruch Chaim. That's it. Today, they don't have to learn Kachim. Here you buy a base and they'll have to learn Kashrim and Taharas too. They don't have to know every Ksos and Nesivos. Okay, but they have to know Lamaisa. The Lamaisa. So the Magen Avraham says that's enough. That's enough to make them be chayiv in Berachas HaTorah. That's the Magen Avraham. The Beis HaLevi in Al HaTorah is not so, he relates to this, but he says even though that's true, there is an element of Berachas of Torah that women, even according to the Ramah, that women aren't obligated in. And that's where he talks about the two types of Torah, Lilmud Amanaz Lasos and Lilmud Lishma. Lilmud Amanaz Lasos, Limud as a Hechsher Mitzvah to get to the action. You can't know about Shabbos unless you learn about Shabbos. You can't know about Kaddish unless you learn. That women are obligated in. But the second element of Torah Lishma, that women don't have the obligation. They don't have the obligation. So maybe according to him, though, you have to say that the bracha goes on the limud. You don't need the limud lishma. But he says beautifully, I mentioned this in the past, an amazing thought. He says maybe this is the pshat of the Gemara Nedarim. Why did the Churban happen? Shlo berachu b'Torah tchila. They didn't say berachas HaTorah. What do you mean they didn't say berachas HaTorah? Why didn't they say berachas HaTorah? They learned all day what they have against berachas HaTorah. What did that generation have against it? So the Beis HaLevi says that the Gemara in Menachos says that you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. If it's not the final, putting up a sukkah, we don't make a bracha on. Putting tzitzis on a beged, we don't make a bracha on. Because that's not the final stage. Wearing the tzitzis, sitting in the sukkah. So says the Beis HaLevi, in that generation, they only believed in Lumon Amanaz Lasos, not Limud Lishma. And because of that, they thought learning was only stage one, a preparatory stage of the mitzvahs. So they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. Why did the Churban happen? Because they didn't believe in Lilmud Lishma. And therefore they didn't make a bracha. They didn't think that this was the end game. They didn't think this was the final stage. And therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, Shlo Berachu B'Torah Tchila, and that caused the Churban Habayis. Okay, a lot more, but we will now continue. Says the Mishnah, obviously the famous Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, and now I'll just read you the Chavetz Chaim. Okay, cannot read the Chavetz Chaim. But the Chavetz Chaim has his famous psak in Likutei Halachos about women starting to learn Torah Shebal Peh. V'nira, dekol zeh dafka bizmanim shalafaneinu, that you can't teach Torah to women. Shekol echad hayador b'makam avosav, v'kabolas avosav hayachazak ma'od, eitzol kol echad v'echad, lehislaik b'derach shedarko avosav. In the olden days, when education came from the house, and there was no danger. Aval ka'es b'avonosenu harabim, shekabolas ha'avos nisrofeif ma'od ma'od, v'gam matzu yish'eno dar b'makam avosav klal. You go off to school. Uve prat osem shemargil in asman lilmod ksav v'lashan amen. And imagine, they're literate today, says the Chavetz Chaim. V'vadai mitzvah rabba l'lamdam chumish v'gam neviyim uksuvim u'musarei chazal. Kegon meseches avos v'sefer menoras hamor v'chadome. Kidei sheyis ames etzlam inyan emunusenu hakadosha. Dimbokein alul sheyasur legamrei miderach Hashem v'yavro al kol yisodi hadas chas v'shalom. That's the Pesach. That was the Pesach. That was the basis for the Beis Yaakov movement. And because you got to start, so he started. He said Tanakh and Mamori Chazal of Sifrei Musar and Perkei Avos. Right. That was the beginning. So other poskim now, as it continues later, say that, look, they're going to get the highest education in every other field. You have to show them that Torah competes, and Torah is just as deep and just as comprehensive. So that's, again, Lamaisa, how to do it and what to do, and so that's already details. But the idea of the expanded nature of women's learning in this century starts with the Chavetz Chaim and just goes from there. Okay, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Tursky pointed out that whole paragraph starts off with one word, v'nira. V'nira. Chafetz Chaim, he knew, he had a v'nira. It wasn't based on earlier sources. It was a v'nira. He said the same thing. Rabbi Tursky put together this v'nira and the v'nira of the Chazon Ish in Hilcha Shechita, where he talks about there's no halacha today of moridin v'lo malin, of apikarsim, who you throw into a pit that you don't bring up. That halacha doesn't apply today. He says, to find somebody with that status, he says, he starts off that paragraph, v'nira. Bizman hazeh, there's so much apikarsis in the whole world, and there's so much hester upon him, he says, you can't say that. He says, you have to bring them back, ba'avosos ha'ahava. That's the language of the Chazon Ish. So those two, the Chazon Ish in Hilcha Shechita, and the Chavetz Chaim here in Likutei Halachos in Sota, Both those start off with a venera. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hidiach banu ubanus vitumtum. What if somebody leaves a boy and a girl, boys and girls, and a tumtum? A tumtum is someone who one is not sure whether they are a boy or a girl. Ambiguous genitalia, right? So it comes, you're not sure. Bismancha nachasim merubin. So when there's plenty of nachasim, so hazacharim dokenos always on the kavis. So the boys can say, hey, you're not getting Yerusha. Prove to me that you're a boy. Prove to me. What about the girls? So we'll get to the Gemara. Nechasim muatin, hanakevas docho sonetzal zacharim. If it's muatim, the girls could say, hey, prove to us that you're a girl and you'll get. If not, you have to be shoal alapsachim. Period. Second half of the Mishnah. Ha'omerim teilidishki zachar yitalmana. If my wife is pregnant. So if she says, my wife is a boy, my wife has a boy, I'm going to give him a mana. Yalda zachar yitalmana. So then, if she has a boy, then he owes a mana to his son. Nekeva matayim, yolda nekeva notelas matayim. If he says, if she has a girl, I'm going to give 200. So, 200. I am zachar manim nekeva matayim, yolda zachar unekeva, zachar notamana nekeva notelas matayim. What's that case? The Rashbam says, don't think it's a case of twins. It's not talking about a case where somebody said that if I have a girl this and I have a boy that. Other Rishonim say it is. The Pashtus is, and Mukiyosi says we're talking about twins. The Rashbam says no. It's talking about a case if he says either or, and one of the two happened. Right? So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But the Rashbam says, the Yesh Befarshim and the last few skinny lines, they're talking about twins? I don't think so. V'lav Milsahi. Okay, that is the discussion. Major discussion in the Rishonim here, between in the Rashba and the Rimi Gash, are there issues of Asmachta here? Major, important definitions. The Rebbe Gash says that there are issues of asmachta here, and that's why we're only talking about a case of mitzvah machmas misa. The Rashba says, what are you talking about? Asmachta is only when there's an exaggeration. I'm going to give you $1 million if I don't do this, because you don't think I'm going to do it. But here, he's not exaggerating. He really wants to give this to his child. Why should this be asmachta? So the Rashba here is a very important makar in the asmachta sugyas. Yolda tumtum eino notel. But if he says, if I have a boy, blank, if I have a girl, blank, then a tumtum is neither, and therefore he doesn't take. Im amar kol ma she'teled ishti yitol, but if a person says, whatever my wife has, it could take, sorry, the yitol, so then whatever is born, even a tumtum, gets the money. Vim esham yorish elahu, yorish is a kol, and if the tumtum is the only child, then he yarshes everything. Why? Why does Tumtum Yarshin everything? The Rashbam has two days. Rashbam has two opinions. Look in the last Rashbam. He says, number one, because it's Uben Ein Lo, and we Darshin Ayein Alav, search out in the progeny, so if there's any progeny, so then he gets it. Or, because he is still Hakarov Elav Mi Mishpachto Via Rashosa. Two different days. Says Rav Elchanan, L'may Nafkamina, there's a Tumtum Poter for Yibum. If somebody has a tumtum and then he dies, does his wife have to do yibum? Says Rabbi Chanan, it's totally on the two days. If you say it's the first day of ayin alav, so we have the same exact limud by yibum, ayin alav, and if you have a tumtum, you're pater from yibum. But according to mishpachto v'yarasho, so it's a special din in Yerusha. Especially in Yerusha, not in Yibum, and therefore the father would have to do yibum. What about a tumtum lagabi pruravu? But I took the guy for Revu. Only the Minchas Chinuch has these kashas. Right? First Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Aleph. What about for Revu? He says, and listen to the Lamdas. So what would you say? Let's say you have a girl and a tumtum, or a boy and a tumtum. So, Safik Daraisa. According to the Rambam, Safik Daraisa, according to Midaraisa, is Lukula. We discussed that in the past. We have the rule of Safik Daraisa Lukumra. But according to the Rambam, that's a Dindar Rabbanan. Safik Daraisa, Midaraisa is Lukula. So maybe according to the Rambam, a tumtum and something else, you're going to say the mitzvah. But then he says, do you say Safik Daraisa Lukumra or Lukula by mitzvahs? Maybe the whole principle only applies by Yisurim, not by mitzvahs. See, he's not sure. He says, Tzarechian. And then he says, what happens about an androgynous? What about an androgynous, right? Somebody who has both male and female makeup. So what about that case? So he says, probably not, because an androgynous, according to the most we've shown him, is Eino Roy Laholid. And Puravu is not only having the child, but producing children who can have children of their own. But then he says, maybe According to the Ravid says an androgynous is not a safek. It's chetzi zachar, chetzi nekeva. According to the Ravid, is it possible to say that just having an androgynous is yosi the mitzvah of a boy and a girl? Like a chatzi shifcha, chatzi baschorin, only the mechaz chinuch could have that havamina. He says, no, it can't be. So he has that as a fleeting havamina. He has that, and he says, it can't be. Why? I don't know where he gets this from, but it makes sense. But he says, "Gzeres akosav sheyilo shnei gufim sheruuyim laholid v'zeu rak guf echad." So it can't be, but he had that havamina. Amazing. Androgynous and tumtum discussions. Good. Finishing up, Gemara says. Again, there's more here, but asmachta issues and machlokas we shown between the Rambam and the Rosh. If you have a tumtum and a daughter, how do you split up the yerusha? Is it half and half, or three quarters, one quarter for the tumtum? So machlokas Rambam and the Rosh. Feel free to look in the Rosh here. But says the Gemara, dochin oso. What the first line say? That if there is a tumtum, the boys could say, "Hey, prove to me that you're a boy and you get yerusha. If not, we're not giving you." So dochin oso v'shachal kabas. What does that mean? They push him to the daughters and he takes like a girl? Haktani seifa yolda tumtum eino notel. But what do you mean? The seifa says that the girls can say the same thing to him. So, Amar Abaya, Dochanoso Ve'enlo. You're right. Abaya says, they push him away and he doesn't get. Meaning he's stuck. He can't get Yerusha and he can't get Mizonos. Ve'rova Amar No, Dochanoso Ve'yeshlo. No, he can get. Ay, Ve'seifa. The Seifa says he gets nothing. Also, the Reb Shimon Gamliel. No, Reb Shimon Gamliel, because he says, Titania, Yolta, Tumta Vandrogonis, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ein Kedusha Chala Alayim. Reb Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion that a Tumtum is a Birya Bifnei Atzma. There's always the shitas. Savik Zachar, Savik Nekeva, or Biri Bifnei Atzma, he also Biri Bifnei Atzma. So therefore, both the boy, the males, and the females could push him away. What context is this? In Kedusha Chal Aleihem. This is from Perek Ketzin Ma'arimin. Perek in, the Rashbam quotes it in Meseches Tmura, where if there is you have an animal that's about to have a Bechor, you don't want the animal to have the Bechor. So what do? So can you be Makdashid in utero? And say, when it comes out, it's going to be a shlamim. When it comes out, it's going to be a blank. So do you have that power? So what if you did that and it came out to be a tumtum animal or an androgynous animal? So Shmuel Gamliel says, no kedusha. There's no kedusha chal on that animal because it's not a zachar or a nekeva. It's not a zachar or a nekeva. Halacha lemaisa, we mentioned that bizman hazeh, what do we do with dealing with bechar? So we make a shutfus with an akum. Right? If a farmer knows, if an animal owner knows that he's going to have an animal that's about to have a firstborn, they sell part of the animal to the guy, and the shutfus with an akum is mafkia, the kedushas, but we don't want any bechoras walking around. Karbanis bizman hazeh can only leave the problems. So that's why we make a shutfus with an akum, and in that way prevent it. Meiser is not a problem, because the chi of meiser is only when you count the animals, and the tenth one is going to be, through the fence, is going to be kadosh, so we just don't count. We don't put him through the fence bizman hazeh. So the chi of meiser never happens. But bechor doesn't happen because we're mafkia, it's with the shutfus of an akum. Okay, we'll stop here by meisvei, and we will continue as now we are in Misha Meis. Right, the next 2 days talk about Davar Shalom Bala Olam. Davar Shalom Bala Olam, giving the chazan to an Uber. As we said, the Mishnah talks about giving money to an Uber. Could you give something to an Uber? Ramam's fascinating psak about maybe it depends how pregnant. Could you be Makadish an Uber? Go over to a man and say, I want to be Makadish, your daughter, your unborn daughter. So the Ramam seems to say Makudeshes as long as Hukar Ubra. Okay, well, let's get to that. Okay, we'll stop here. Agun Shabbos.